Seattle has a large Somali population, and many of them came here as refugees. That process can take years. The Trump administration's travel ban will put the nation's refugee program on hold temporarily while the vetting process is looked at and possibly strengthened. But as KUOW's Kate Walters found out, refugees hoping to come to America already face some surprising obstacles.
Let me take you back to March 2015. In the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya, a family finds out they've been approved to immigrate to the U.S.
I was very happy, very happy. There was a lot of celebration and jubilation in my family. Yes, and we invited some colleagues to eat with us because they were also very happy. We got the approval of USA.
That's Mohammed Rashid. He was approved to take his wife and two young daughters to Seattle. His brother and brother-in-law were approved to move as well. After more than two decades in Dadaab and more than 4 years in the resettlement process, they were finally getting a new life, a better life. And then something happened that set the brothers on very different paths. Rashid's wife became pregnant. Months later, when two brothers boarded the plane to Seattle, Rashid and his family had to stay behind in the camp.
We were approved, but they want now to approve the child.
The baby was born in November 2015. Rashid and his family are still waiting for the infant to be approved.
Unless Department of Homeland Security, they see the baby cannot travel. Like, you know, Australia and Sweden and UK is very good. Automatically, when you have the baby, they add.
Some other countries don't require babies to be vetted. But US officials say the law requires all members of any family are seen in person by a Homeland Security officer, including babies. They say newborn babies are no exception, in part to prevent fraud and child trafficking. A situation like Rashid's is not uncommon. But that doesn't mean it's not frustrating. Rashid takes me to meet his family. His home is one of the nicest in the camp. It's a proper structure instead of a tent. And even though his fence, like all the others, is made from braided twigs, he has a real gate with a sliding bolt.
This is the baby.
His pride is evident as he scoops up his son. He's worth the delay in the case, Rashid says. But he's still determined to take his family to Seattle. He rattles off what he's been told about the Emerald City.
Seattle is a good city. It's where I like to go. It's a good place. The climate is okay, I was told. Just, you know, the weather is not very harsh. Though I was told it has a lot of rain.
It seems the old stereotypes dog Seattle even halfway across the world. But it doesn't bother Rashid. He wants to see his brothers.
Even my children are asking me, where is our uncle? Where has he gone? Will he come tomorrow? I told them, your uncle has gone very far, but you will join in the future, if God says.
Hi,
back in the Seattle area, Rashid's brother-in-law is desperate for the family to join him. When Tanad Surat first came to the US, he thought the rest of his family was right behind him. 18 months later, he's alone.
Sometimes I'm crying because I'm living alone here. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I say I don't need to be here. I like to go back Africa, but I can't go back Africa.
Surat feels like he needs to stay to help support his family in the camp. But that's a lot of pressure, and he's had to put his education and personal life on hold. He wants his family to be together, but it's unlikely that the baby will be seen before the Trump administration's travel ban goes into effect. And once the ban starts, no one knows how long the family's case could be on hold.
I don't like that rule. If you say nobody coming here, I need to go back to Africa. I don't need to be here anymore.
While the family waits to find out whether or not they'll be allowed into the US, the baby that caused their delay continues to grow up fast. From Dadaab Refugee Camp, Kenya, I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.